why don't you tell us a little bit about what Beyond the Gallery is?
Absolutely. So Beyond the Gallery is a documentary web television series, and each episode profiles one visual artist and pretty much lets you step into their studio and really explore their philosophy behind their work and learn more about who they are.
One of the reasons I was interested in talking to you when I found out about it is you're doing something very similar to what we do with The Big Something, which is that you're going beyond just announcing events or doing profiles around events, and you're actually spending a long time with these artists at their studios, which is something I always love to do because you see such a different aspect of the creative process when you see people in their working element. What inspired you to start doing this, and what are you hoping for in terms of the web show?
So my original inspiration for the show was largely stories that my parents would share with me about visiting with artists when they would go to Santa Fe, go to art openings, actually get to talk to the artists. And it was such a unique opportunity that, you know, a lot of people don't necessarily try to do themselves, let alone go to an artist studio. Because I look at studios as very sort of sacred spaces. It's just them in there. You know, we have sort of these visualizations of, you know, them painting, sculpting, creating jewelry, you know, whatever their practice is and whatever their creation is. So in large part, I wanted to essentially create a channel through which to bridge that relationship between artist and people. And I've just been calling them art admirers, you know, instead of collectors, because I feel like not all of us necessarily collect art, but, you know, we at least admire it.
So, you know, as anyone who does this kind of work, I do this kind of work, your job is to make it look easy. And I, you know, what people don't see is all of the work that goes on behind it for every, you know, 5 minutes of web video you have. I'm sure you have hours and hours of tape that you have to go through and you log and you edit and you do all this production work. So, you know, it begs the question, how did you finance the first season? And then we're going to get to talking about the second season and your Kickstarter project.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the first season, I pretty much the approach I took with it was in large part, you know, like any big studio television production where you produce a pilot episode essentially to prove the concept. So since they are not feature length episodes individually, since they're shorter, you know, 5 to 8 minute episodes, I thought it'd be best to produce a handful of pilots on multiple artists to see how it would work. I didn't want it just to be, you know, lightning in a bottle with one artist and then just, you know, take off from there. So I produced 4 pilot episodes. And essentially, those artists were through relationships that I had at the time, either knew them through a contact or knew them directly. So those I paid for, you know, the cost of it just purely out of pocket. And then after that, I was fortunate enough to find a couple galleries that were more of the early adopter type and had been wanting to try more in different ways to market their artists, like to a different demographic and sort of in a different platform. And so I decided to take essentially like a sponsorship model and structure it that way. And that was actually how the rest of the artists were selected as well. So pretty much the gallery who sponsored the episode, it was one of their artists that was featured.
Let's go ahead and listen to a clip of one of your shows. And this is Colorado Springs artist and enamelist Pat Music.
Because I have a wide variety of interests, art was a way to integrate them. And so when I do projects or commissions or my own work, it gives me a chance to indulge in my other interests, the natural world or literature or people.
So that was a clip from Zach Wolfson's Beyond the Gallery. It's great. I love that kind of intimacy with web media in particular, I think because web media can be so alienating in a lot of ways. Why did you choose to do this on the web? Why not pitch these to Rocky Mountain PBS?
That's a great question. So after I decided on the concept and essentially, you know, it being a, you know, basically it's a profile series, right? So just, you know, profiling artists, I started thinking about that, like sort of distribution and where would they actually watch it and everything. And at the time I had been getting hooked on a lot of podcasts through iTunes. And a lot of that stuff was distributed not only through iTunes, but through websites and things like that. And I had started to hear the term web series thrown around. And most of them at the time were more like scripted content, things like that. And I just liked the idea of putting it out there on a platform online where people could watch it whenever, however they want to, you know, unlimited, mm-hmm. essentially, and just really open access. I didn't want to charge for the episodes. I wanted it to be a, you know, free experience for everybody to enjoy.
And what's the response been, and what kind of viewership are you getting? And are you counting on the galleries whose artists these are to spread the word in some ways?
Yeah. So the viewership isn't, you know, anything viral by any means, but of course, I mean, I didn't build the content to be that way. I feel like it's definitely a niche subject that, you know, it's built for creative people by creative people, you know, to enjoy it and stuff. So on a per episode basis, there's across my websites and YouTube and Vimeo and such, it averages a few thousand views per episode. So across like the first season, it was about 20,000 views.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad for an independent mm-hmm. production. So I love the equal playing field that the web creates. And in large part, I think, obviously, especially in like the last couple years, everything is moving to the internet, right? I mean, there's Netflix, there's Hulu. Everybody just wants to watch stuff when they can, not necessarily on their couch at their TV. They want that as well, but who doesn't want to watch something on their iPhone during a lunch break? And I'd love to be able to, you know, create a show like this that allows them to take a 5-minute break, take a 30-minute break and watch it.
Well, let's get to your Kickstarter campaign for season 2 and trying to raise $28,000. The campaign started on July 22nd and you can get there. What's the best way to get to your Kickstarter campaign?
Sure. Great question. So if you go to beyondthegallery.tv/share, and that'll take you to a landing page with all the info on where to watch and how to share the project.
beyondthegallery.tv/share. And then, you know, $28,000, it's really a drop in the bucket for doing media production. I can attest, but I imagine you'll make it go far. And who are some of the artists you're going to feature in the second season that people can look forward to?
Yeah, just to give you a little taste. So we've got a couple of photographers. Deborah Samuel is a fine art photographer in Santa Fe. She does black and white portraits of animals. Ian Trask is a mixed media artist in Brooklyn. And Christopher Derek Bruno is a designer, and he's based in Atlanta. And now his artwork is geometric graphic design.
Thanks a lot for coming in.
Yeah, thanks so much.